GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Happy New Year, my friend. George Hale, the professor, sitting across the bulletproof glass in spacious Studio 7A. How are you?
I'm fine. Same to you. I hope you had a great holiday period.
Indeed. Back in command and control with the WVOMFM.com question of the day. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine? Looking back at a study that found that Maine is the 46th most affordable state in the U.S. Now, they put District of Columbia in there as well.
Yeah.
In fact, they find the District of Columbia to be one of the most affordable, I'm going to use the GHRT air quotes here, states in which to live. I guess you could tweak this to say that Maine is the fifth least affordable state in the United States in which to live, because our expenses on average, gas, clothing, healthcare, groceries, housing, our expenses take up on average 91.3% of everything we make. The national average is 81%. We're 91, average is 81. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine?
Well, I think you can zero any even closer. I had this conversation with my two daughters over the last few months. One daughter lives in North Carolina.
One's in North Carolina. Where's the other one?
Arizona.
Arizona.
And we all spend time in Florida.
Okay.
Which is horrible, by the way.
Florida's horrible.
Oh, horrible.
Funny you would say that. We'll get to the comment that came in from Lorena in just a moment.
And any place in the Northeast, any place in the Northeast of the United States is not good. If you think it's bad in Maine, and it is. I totally agree. Try Massachusetts, try New Hampshire, try Vermont, try Rhode Island. It's not on this list, but I was looking up Rhode Island. Rhode Island is hopeless.
But funny, according to this list, they're not in the bottom. Rhode Island's not in the bottom 10.
Well,
Vermont is.
There's all kinds of surveys out there.
Oh, New Hampshire is too. Hampshire's in the bottom 10.
New England is terrible, and there's a lot of reasons.
So why are we here?
Well, you can't live all in one place.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine?
Depends on your aspirations. You want to have a $75,000 car, you're going to pay a lot of sales tax the first year and a lot of excise tax for as long as you own it. And it's like I tell my sister, I live here because I live in the postcard that you go out and buy all the time.
You live in the postcard. That's good. 1-800-966-1039. Lorena is one of our, I'm going to use the GHRT air quotes again, one of our top fans on our Facebook page. You can connect with us on social media, George Hale Rick Tyler Show on Facebook or on Twitter. And to the question of the day, Lorena writes in, I think everything is relative. I've heard people say it's cheaper to live in Florida, but when one is making this comparison, what is the income ratio to expenses? Yes, one in Florida might have a heating bill for 4 months out of the year, but have an out-of-control electric bill due to air conditioning the other 8 months. I've also heard that income in Florida isn't any better than Maine's. This is not a complete apples-to-apples comparison. Lorena, thanks for your note.
I think she's absolutely right. When you're comparing things, it is very difficult. I've looked at other states. New Jersey, I've lived in New Jersey in the past, worked in New Jersey. Horrible state. New York State's high. The worst, of course, is Hawaii. If you go to Hawaii, you're going to...
I got a friend, Sean, that lives there, and everything is priced out of control.
Well, they're in the middle of the ocean, so everything's got to be shipped into them. So you take Hawaii out of the mix. Yeah, Maine is tough. There's no question about it.
I've taught years past at Husson University's New England School of Communications and talked to young broadcasting students, and all of them with aspirations to move away. And I warned each of them, your career will take you away, but your family will bring you back. And I think one kid flipped me off when I said that. Although later...
Did he get an F?
Later, he came back and said, you're right. Michael writes to us, very expensive, very frustrating. If it wasn't for family, I'd have moved long ago. Silly on my part, I guess. Now I'm starting a family of my own, and the cycle continues.
The question is always... If you weren't living here, which we all choose to do, where would it be? I have friends who just moved to Costa Rica. They say it's very economical to live in beautiful in Costa Rica.
If you can keep the U.S. dollars coming into your pocket somehow, yep. We have broadcast colleagues that love Ecuador.
Yes.
And to go in and look over their shoulder and see on their smartphone, they're scrolling and looking at properties in Ecuador. You can buy a home in Italy for $1. According to this study that we found from seniorlist.com, and we'll get to the fact why seniorlist or why are they looking at this, the 10 most affordable states, again with the air quotes, number 10 is Mississippi, number 9 is Texas, number 8 is Oklahoma, number 7 is New Mexico, number 6, this surprised me, Washington State, number 5 is Alabama, number 4 is North Carolina, number 3 is Georgia. Number 2 is Arizona. Number 1, the District of Columbia. Now, George, if I heard correctly, you've got family living in, was it North Carolina or South Carolina? Where
North Carolina
and Arizona.
And Arizona. And I spend time in both places.
So you've got two of your kids that are living in the most affordable states.
Well, my daughter from North Carolina was just commenting on this. They bought a new car. The price of registering the new car compared to what it would be in Maine was dramatically lower. They also have atomic energy there, power, mm-hmm. and their power bills are lower.
Mm-hmm.
The housing is high. They just sold their house, put it on the market because they wanted to build something else, and it sold in 19 hours. That's how competitive the market is. Of course,
they have Laughlin and Wolfington.
Yeah, I guess so. My daughter in Arizona was here all summer, and she said the very same thing. But again, now we're talking about warm weather countries, sections of the country, and cold weather sections.
That's why Washington State, kind of, even though they're getting the flow off the ocean, it's a bit warmer in Washington State than it is in the polar flow, the marine polar climate, I guess, that we have, or I err in not paying attention during earth sciences class.
Well, they didn't mention California here, but California is horrible, and they have good weather.
Well, they're within somewhere between the 10 most affordable, the 10 least affordable. If you're just tuning in, found a study here, seniorlist.com, looking at the most and least affordable states, and Maine is number 46 on the list, because on average, your expenses take up 91.3% of everything you make. Now, senior list. Seniors, most of them, many of them, on a fixed income. So there's a pretty tight margin of, I don't know, whatever you're going to be able to afford there beyond the, well, what do you got? 8.7% of your income that's left. And a slightest tweak, like an increase in the gas tax or some change in how much it's going to cost you to do whatever, or pay for your coffee at the drive-thru. And that could take us down the road of talking about the citizen-initiated, voter-approved, mandated increase in minimum wage, which has just kicked in. And some are saying that watch and see which businesses now shutter.
A lot of what we're seeing is geographic, though. It really is.
Well, that begins the migration.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is, and
you go down to New Jersey, your average home price is $500,000. If you go to California, it's over $1 million. There is no utopia out there. Wages are higher in some places. But again, California, if you look at California, they have high wages compared to eastern states. But it costs you $1 million to buy a house.
Here's the text messages coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. 20 years ago, you could rent a one-bedroom apartment for $450 or $500 a month, everything included. Now you're lucky to rent one for $600 to $650 a month with nothing included. This person writes to us, once a Mainer, always a Mainer. And this text, my complaint in costs are vehicle costs due to the conditions of the state's roads and what it costs to register a vehicle and drive on said road. This person writes, not trying to make this political, but what political party is predominant in most of the affordable states? We could look at a map. Hang on. Most affordable states, District of Columbia, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Alabama, Washington State, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and Mississippi. With the exception of maybe two or three on the list, those are, if you want to call it this, red states. If you want to look at the least affordable states, I think South Dakota, was that a red or a blue state? I don't know. New Hampshire is colored blue. North Dakota, I think, is red. Montana, I think, is red. Vermont is blue. Maine is violet, leaning toward blue. Florida is...
Who knows?
Which election is it? Nevada is red. Nebraska is red. Hawaii is blue.
Well, I can tell you, I live in Florida part-time. And soon. Things are expensive. Florida's not a cheap state to live in at all, even though it's sunny and nice.
But my parents, if I could get Dad on the line and Mom on the line, I think it depends on how you choose to live.
Well, my parents, if you're living in a mobile home or a travel home, you're still going to pay a lot. And taxes are high. Try renting a car in Florida. See what you pay.
I respect what you're saying. My mom and dad. Okay. First of all, if they're going out, they're going out at 4:30. They're splitting the early bird special so they can get home, walk their 2 miles before Wheel and Jep.
Yeah.
This person writes to us, quality of life is not expensive. It's priceless. And I don't disagree with you. Even though you hear the headlines of high crime in our state of late, because you hear about the officer-involved shootings, the 8 of them in 2019, and you hear of the Quentin Hannas, the stories that come out of Southern Maine and random. But if you're going to get killed in the state of Maine, it's likely you're going to get killed by someone that you know, and you shouldn't have been where you were when it happened. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that comment. But our crime rate isn't drastically high like in New Jersey, New York, Florida.
You have to rate a lot of things. I rate time out of the winter for a short period of time, a few weeks, as valuable to me. So I'm willing to pay
a premium.
I am. I would hate to tell you what it is, but it's a fairly high rate to do it. I just wrote the check. I'm still choking.
Mary writes to us, cost of living is higher. Wages are lower. I work now for what I made 15 years ago in Tidewater, Virginia. It's a beautiful state, but beauty doesn't fill the gas tank. Oh, Mary, that's a nice comment. Thank you. Kevin writes to us, and I think he asks for the sarcasm filter to be shut off so we can have his comment aired on our radio stations.
Sarcasm filter disabled.
To our question of the day, do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine? Kevin writes, you think? We get paid trash because we are foolish and stupid to leave. And for the honor of staying, we get taxed to pieces and have ridiculous energy prices. As a result, businesses don't come here and the cycle perpetuates. Really sick of winter also. Can you tell? And he ends it, LOL. Robert writes to us, I've lived in Maine, South Carolina, Texas, and Florida. And yes, Maine is ridiculously expensive to live in.
It is a high expense state. I was looking at the monthly energy bill in Rhode Island, $227 a month.
Is that it?
Yeah, I don't pay $227.
For what? Is that electricity?
Yeah. $227.80.
That's it?
I'm not paying that, are you? No, except when my heat pump's running.
We run different, respectfully, we run different households.
Yeah.
I got two kids and a wife.
Well, normally my bill would be about $80, but I put the heat pump in and it goes up, but I'm not buying fuel. So,
and let's talk about that internet access that you're paying for each month. Our question of the day online. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine? Your call next on the PDQ Door telephone line at 1-800-966-1039. We want to talk to you on the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.